Hello and welcome to the Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week on the Toy of the Week podcast for Entertainment Earth, we are going to look at a new item up for order slash pre-order, depending on when you listen to this. It is the Star Wars 40th Anniversary Display Diorama with Darth Vader 6-inch action figure. It's a Black Series item. It is also known as the Legacy Pack. It ties into the new 40th Anniversary Vintage Carded 6-inch figures. Now, some of you understand exactly what this is, and good on you for studying hard and keeping on top of your toy stuff. It's very important. Back in 1978, Kenner released Star Wars action figures. They had these things called 12-backs, and according to some of the people I've talked to who are very old, because the movie came out a little bit before I was born, about 2 years, and the first figures came on 12-backs, and it didn't necessarily mean all 12 came out at the same time. According to some people, the Jawa and I think the Tusken Raider and the Death Squad Commander were late. I don't know if that's true because memories are fuzzy and details are sketchy. But assuming it's true, it's happening again this time. There's a wave of 40th anniversary figures you can order right now. We've started shipping some of the pre-orders, and there's also this great display stand to go with it. If you want all 12 figures on vintage card backs on the 6-inch format, and I understand I'm probably jumping through some logic loops here, you have to get the Legacy Pack, because Darth Vader on the vintage card is only shipping with this display stand. And he comes on a vintage card with a UPC and an item number and all that stuff in there. It doesn't look weird or anything. It is a carded figure in the box with a display stand. That probably means you want to get two display stands, and I'll tell you in a minute why you want to get two or more display stands. You do, by the way. So this is a pretty cool figure with a pretty good display base. Actually, it's a great figure with a pretty cool display base. The Darth Vader figure is a new sculpt based on the armor you saw in the original Star Wars movie from 1977 and Rogue One, which tried to replicate that. The big differences, for those of you who are not big on the nuances of the armor differences between movies, the difference between Star Wars and the other movies is significant. The gloves had ribbing parallel to the fingers in Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and Revenge of the Sith. In Rogue One and the original Star Wars, the ribbing runs parallel to the knuckles, so across the hand, not up and down with the fingers. The helmet is a little bit different. He has red lenses, and the third biggest major difference, if you ask me, is that on the shoulders, his robes go over the armor instead of under the shoulder armor. So you can tell it apart pretty quickly. Once you've been trained to recognize this, it's easy to tell. Weirdly, the original action figure kind of crossed the line between the two, because if you took off his cape, the vinyl cape was over it, but why am I talking about this? This Darth Vader is pretty sweet. It has all the articulation you've come to love and expect from a 6-inch Black Series Darth Vader figure. Rocker ankles, double-jointed knees, swivel and bend wrists, and it stands really cool, and the cloth is a lot better than a lot of the soft goods I've seen on action figures. Hasbro, whoever sourced it at their factory, did a really nice job. The lightsaber comes apart, the blade pops out, and there's a little ring around the emitter, and that can hang on his belt. It's a little tricky to get it just right. I might actually need to shave down a piece to get it to fit perfectly, but it was designed so he can actually have his lightsaber on his belt, which is good because one of the areas of Rogue One I found to be a little weird was Darth Vader whipped out his lightsaber and started wailing on people at one point, which is not something he usually does. If he's going to fight you, he'll just choke you or knock you over. He doesn't need to show brute force, but so you want the lightsaber on the hilt just to remember he can just walk up to you, and he wants to get by you if you're blocking his way. He can make you go away. You know, you might have a hard time breathing, but basically he's a superhero villain, and you gotta love Darth Vader. So just for that figure, I would say, as silly as this might sound, would you pay $40 for a $25-ish figure on a vintage card back that you can't get anywhere else? Yeah, it's worth it. But it's not just that figure. You also get a display stand, which is kind of a mashup of the early bird kit and the original Star Wars action base. I have both of these things, and they're great. It's a lot simpler. It uses the artwork from a couple of things. So like, you'll recognize the original 12-figure artwork from the 12-back Kenner figures. If you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. It was also on the early bird kit display stand, which you mailed away for back in 2005 or 1977. Depending on your proclivities. The other side is a space battle, and it looks really cool. It fits in a stand where there's a Star Wars logo sticker that you put in this archway that goes over the back. And the base itself is four pieces of plastic you connect together. They have little tabs and slots on there. And what's really cool about that is if you buy more than one of the big display stand, you can actually connect them together if you have a long enough shelf, which is really the tricky part because it's a pretty big stand. But yeah, you can just connect a series of these together, alternate backdrops or make your own custom ones, and store all your figures if you wanted to. It's a tight fit. You can fit 12 Black Series figures on there. I don't have all 12 yet because they're not out yet, but I put a bunch of them on there, and sure enough, they fit. Darth Vader's kind of wide, so it's a tight squeeze. Chewbacca's pretty big, so yeah, it's a tight squeeze. But with R2-D2 and C-3PO and then Jawa, there's some smaller guys on there to help make up for that room and make it a little less crazy. It is nifty. It is cool. And if I ever see it on clearance somewhere, I'm going to buy 10 of them, just so I have display stands for all my figures. But you might say, hey, isn't there like an elephant in the room you're not addressing about action figure foot pegs? And if you are saying that, that means good on you. You've been paying attention. As you know, unless Hasbro is changing some figures in Series 2, some of the Star Wars Black Series figures have differently sized foot peg holes. Now, this is something that most of you are going to just roll your eyes at me and be like, eh, who cares? But it is important. Most action figure lines have a small hole in the bottom of every figure's foot. The foot hole is consistently sized, and it's usually used to interact with vehicles, display stands, and playsets. So you can plop a figure on there, and it'll stay standing up. Now, again, at this point, it's going to get kind of into the weeds. So before we go there, let me just say, I recommend this product. It works well, and I like it, and I'm probably going to buy another one or two at regular price just to have the display stands. So it works. But anyway, back to the Black Series figures. They don't all have the same size foot peg, so you're either going to have to modify the foot or modify the peg if you buy some of these. For some of those early figures, I'm trying to remember exactly who it was. I want to say Bubba Fett, the Stormtrooper, and maybe a couple of others have different sized pegs that are a bit closer to the original vintage Kenner figure size, which is pretty peculiar to have a coincidental size. But most of the other 6-inch figures have the same size peg as Marvel Legends. But even those are not necessarily all consistent either. So you can see this gets kind of hard to follow. But yeah, anyway, the foot pegs are... It works well for this stand because it's a not too many figures are on there. If they lean back a little bit, that's okay. And the base will keep them up. And the backdrop will keep them up. Because gravity and heat will make joints a little soft. And basically, it means that something could come over and fall over time if it doesn't have something to lean against. With simpler figures that have four joints, it's really unlikely to happen. But when you have figures with ankles and knees and hip joints and possibly multiple waist joints, a little bit over time, it'll start to tip over or forward or backward just because of gravity and heat. It gets a little soft and eventually a figure could fall over. So if you have something for it to lean back against, or like a doll stand with a waist clip, it does a lot of good. It really helps. And in the case of this thing, because it has the backdrop right there and the two rows for the figures, there's a back row with 8 pegs and a front row with 4 pegs, it's going to keep them more or less upright even if they fall over backwards. But the key is they have to fall over backwards. If they fall over forwards, you're in trouble. So I think Hasbro came up with a good solution for this, given what they had to achieve at the price points and the box and everything else. If they had something with waist clips, I'd be much, much happier. But right now, the toy industry hasn't gotten religion on the need of waist clips. In Japan, they've had those Figma stands where you have a little peg that goes into the pelvis or the back of the figure and helps keep them upright in addition to a base under their feet. But we're really not there yet as a country, so... That's what I think about this. I think it's great. I think they did a good job engineering something that works well for this micro collection. It's a mini line of 12 figures. For those of you keeping track at home, a retailer, which is not Entertainment Earth, will be having R5-D4 and a vintage card back as an exclusive. At Star Wars Celebration next weekend, they will be offering X-Wing Luke on a foil vintage style card back as an exclusive. And other than that, the only vintage cardback figures I know are the original 12. Wave 1 is available for pre-order or order now. Wave 2 is coming soon. So check those out, and I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth.